sarcastically speaking about stuff. Or sarcastically trying to catch my fucking breath. Gym still closed, courtesy of COVID-19, aka the Rona. Decided to break out my old insanity workout. Needless to say, I was gasping for air and wanted to quit during the fucking warm-up. If that's anything for you. We'll get back to that. How about an intro?
You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners. Here we go.
Play to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
So, like I said, everything's fucked off. Courtesy of the Rona. What is this? A lot of people would be laying their shit down. It's like a day of, what are they calling it? Shelter at home. Or the quarantine. I really couldn't tell you about any of that because, yeah, that's right. I'm what you would call, an essential employee. I, have to go to work because I work in the, Harrigan Hospital. Yeah. I mean, really? This dude right here, he's just... I'm out here taking my dog for a walk. Nobody out here. Not nobody but the bald, light-skinned dude that basically walks the earth like Kang from Kung Fu. That's probably a reference that's gone over most of your heads. All three of you. If I say most and there's three, does that mean two? I think it would. I don't even really do math to come to that fucking conclusion. But yeah, man. I don't really foresee life going back to anything that resembles normal. I think for at least a month, they've already extended the date. Well, no, they basically said school's done for the year. It's over. Good morning. The school year, I mean, it's over. They shut it down. I mean, dude, it's not even like it's a fucking snow day. It's a Corona day. I'm sorry, Rona. It's funny how, like, the name has... How quick did black people... How quick were they to rebrand the coronavirus, the Rona? I wonder if I could look online and find out who's... The person that's responsible for the for rebranding it Rona. How do I even know it was a black person? Because it was. That's what black people do. They change the names of things, call it something else. You know, add consonants and syllables to words, pluralize words that don't need pluralization. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, I'm about to go to the Targets. She's gonna go to two of them? See, that was me doing material. That's an old joke I used to do back in the day. But this thing, man, the East Coast, they're fucking overrun. And you look at the numbers, which I do like a, good morning, like a cycle. The Formosan Mountain Dog. Formosan Mountain Dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too friendly sometimes. Take it easy, fellas. Most of the time. You too, sir. You know what I've noticed? People are friendlier right now. Yeah. Can we walk? Because I don't want to have a conversation with anybody right now. I'm trying to walk and talk and do my podcast. I just lost my whole fucking train of thought. Thank you. Oh, the numbers. The Rona numbers. The United States, I mean, we've got the most infections. The most people that are afflicted with this, confirmed cases. I think number two is Italy, then China. I mean, and I'm sure, I'm not telling you anything that you haven't already seen on television, if you still watch the news. Because the news, they report all the negative shit. Everything negative to freak you out and make you more paranoid. And it's fucking working. I had a conversation with one of the docs that I work with. And I walked away from that conversation needing some fucking Ativan. Yeah. It was the first time that I, like I said, it was the closest I got to being scared. And it's the thing is like you hear all this, you're like, okay, it only affects you if you have like other maladies that may, you know what I'm saying, if you're afflicted with other things, you know, other complications, other health issues. That's the word I was looking for. And you're elderly. Bullshit, it's affecting everybody. You know, I'm just going to let him sniff every fucking bush. I'm trying to get out of the park because I need to get out of the park. I don't think I even need to announce anymore that this is the walking and talking podcast. I don't think I need to do that anymore because obviously this is what I've been doing. I don't even know why I go online looking at the numbers every fucking day because I'm fascinated. I look at the county numbers, which for me is Solano County. And then I look at New York. You know, then I may go to other places. I do that because I want to look at ours, and then I want to look at New York and think, man, at least we're not them. At least we're not that fucked off. Again, this thing's going to go on for a while. And somebody, please, 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 please keep 45 away from a microphone when it involves answering questions about this. Just please. That dude's fucking up his whole re-election bid. There was a point to where I was almost like it's a foregone conclusion that he's gonna fucking get re-elected. I don't know now, man. Because this economy's about to be fucked off. And who are people gonna blame? The motherfucker that was in office. Yeah, in office. And it may come down to one of those things where he won last year, didn't win the popular vote, but won the Electoral College, which I know, it's bullshit. What's the point? Why do I even vote? You know why you vote? Why I vote? Because a lot of people gave up a lot of shit, including their lives, to give me the right to vote. And I think it would be completely and utterly disrespectful to not do it, even if it doesn't matter. I have to do it for that. So yeah, I'm still gonna vote. And again, that's another thing that I need to do. I need to go figure out how to, but switch my parties, because I ain't no fucking Democrat. I ain't no Republican. I'm not any of that. I don't want to say I'm a libertarian. I don't want to be following any one ideology. Yeah, I'm cool. Definitely cool with that. I might as well open up every podcast with a state of the Rona. You know what I'm saying? That's what I should do. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I think I couldn't talk right there for a minute. I think I might have renamed the podcast at just the right time, seeing as how there is no sports. There's nothing. I think they just canceled Wimbledon, which I was kind of, all right. We canceled our vacation to D.C. because there's no way we're going to be getting on any planes in May. ESPN, surprisingly, for however they're doing it, they're still churning out content. But I'm starting to see more and more that they're rebroadcasting old games, old like World Series or old Super Bowl or playoff games, and asking people to rank. You can turn on the TV and you see Screamin' A. Smith and Kellerman coming up with something and hollering at each other. Which, I'm starting to wonder if that model's not getting tired. And I almost always wonder, too, do they both really disagree, or do they just take an opposite? All right, I'm going to take this angle, you take that angle. Or do they just put it down and see what happens? Have they ever done an episode where they both just agree? It's like LeBron is not as great as Michael Jordan. What do you think, Screamin' A?
I think the same thing, Mr. Kellerman.
That's my Stephen A. Impersonation. Not the best. I think I need more bass for it to be more authentic. More demeaning. You talk about having a brand. Good morning. A brand. The Stephen A. Smith brand. Being very opinionated and hollering. Just for the sake of hollering. You know, I'm Screamin' A. You gotta have a little bit of sarcasm in your voice too. Like I've said this before, man. That guy gets paid to talk shit. That's a good fucking job if you can secure it. Very good fucking gig. I mean, like, legitimately, I can't. I mean, I'm trying to come up with a sports angle right now, but I don't really have one. Oh, here's one. I think they're doing I think it starts today, an NBA 2K video game tournament with actual NBA players competing in it. The first name that comes to mind is, I think, Harrison Barnes of the Kings. I don't know who he's playing, but I'm thinking again, I'm like, wow, man, this is what we've come to. I mean, shit, you could probably log into some esports and watch that shit. I mean, I know me personally, since I've delved myself back into the game I love to fucking hate, which would be Madden. I think I could watch people play some Madden. Only because I'd have an appreciation for, you know, what they were doing. But again, I wish I never, ever, ever fucking started playing that game ever again. I get so pissed off. And you think it's just a game. It's just a fucking game. I've smashed controllers. I'm not proud of that. But it's happened. I've done it at all. Basically, I took time off from it for a couple of years. I'd buy it every year. But I took time off because I was doing other things. I was stand up, you know, doing some video things. And so I just didn't have the time to put into it. Because you play, it's like a 1 hour game. So play my man C-Note. Tons of battles with him. Well, now since we're sheltered in at home, I might hit him up and see if he wants to get on tonight. But playing online against these little a-holes, I don't ever wear the headset. Never. Not trying to wear the headset because I don't want to hear some squeaky voice kid talk shit to me while I'm losing. I've noticed a bunch of things about Madden. They try to keep it as close to the real life NFL as possible. You know, you've got the rosters. I don't really know if the playbooks are actually team specific. Maybe some of them were. I remember once the Super Bowl finished, it seemed to me like the Chiefs were a lot better. I mean, They make Mahomes just like superhuman. They can make all the throws. I mean, just like during the season with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, we all obviously know that dude, you know, the current MVP of the NFL. You knew he was going to get it halfway through the season, the shit that he was doing. It's amazing what they did. They tailored a playbook around his specific skill set. Tailored it pretty good, if I do say so myself. I mean, the dude was ripping the league up with his arm and his legs. Mostly with his legs. That dude's so fast. And on Madden, he's huge. I mean, he's super fast. Once he cuts out of the pocket, you're fucked. But it's almost fool's gold, because what'll happen, and this has just been my experience, what happens is you'll get guys who use him, and they become dependent on them, on those nimble feet, and will tuck it and run it in a second, a la Colin Kaepernick, who still, well, not that anybody's got a job right now, but he doesn't for sure. But yeah, people, and so you get some people who know exactly what they're doing, to where they can manage both of those, and those guys who can actually use Lamar Jackson, they're fucking dangerous. But then you got the other numbskulls that you know. So you just box them in, you know? When it comes to the Chiefs, see, they've got a bunch of weapons, and you're one-on-one with Tyreek Hill, and they just send him streaking. If you don't get to Mahomes fairly quickly, he's going to toss one deep, and Tyreek Hill is going to snatch it and outrun everybody. Yeah. So I recently ran into one of these motherfuckers who knew how to use the Chiefs. And, I mean, dude, I start the game off. I mean, right out the gate, he goes right down the field. I mean, when he gets the kick and scores, I get on offense, throw a pick, he takes it down, scores again. And so now, I'm already playing fucking catch-up now. So I've got to force shit. Before I even got to the middle of the second quarter, he had scored again. I punched the modem. Before I could even scroll to play another game, this little dickhead is sending me a message. Yeah, I forgot. The message was something along the line of, hella easy, you're trash, man. And so, of course, I usually don't really engage in that shit, because what's the point? But he was irritating me. So I sent a message back to him. That's not what your mama said. And I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, yeah, that's a weak-ass comeback. I know your mama didn't care about that. Your mama didn't think so. Like I said last night, I think I fucked that up. But you get the point. I mean, this dude is still sending me messages. And I'm just like, dude, I deleted. I don't know how to block him. But I was just like, really? So, mental note. Never engage with these dickheads. Never engage. I personally like to use the... I use the Houston Texans. I started out playing this time. I was using the Titans because, you know, running back, Travis Henry. But the problem was Tannehill isn't as mobile. And I couldn't, you know what I'm saying, if the play breaks down, I'm fucked. So eventually I started playing with Houston. You know, decent running game. And that's the other thing with my game nowadays. I've got to be able to run the ball or my offense won't flow. And sometimes even then, because you got these guys nowadays that play Madden. Fuck, man. I need to sit down and, you know, go through some tutorials or something to figure out how these dudes get so much fucking pressure on you so quick. I think it's like an illusion. I don't know. But I know this. I'm back in Madden. Much to my chagrin, back in Madden. I said this before. I've been saying this to a bunch of people. The no sports thing hasn't been bothering me as much. Mainly because once you fit other activities into your life, I mean, I go to work, come home, and play some Madden, chores, walk the dog. I mean, there's plenty of other things that I could do. And as far as watching stuff, man, 'tis the season to be binging. Yeah. This is the season. Finish my binge of Billions. Just in a nick of time, because apparently the fifth season will be dropped sometime in May. There's a new season of Ozark I haven't cracked yet, but I finished Billions. Love that show. Introduced me to, was it Taylor Mason? The non-binary character. I mean, that's a whole other issue. The binary, non-binary thing that I've learning the proper pronouns to refer to somebody. It's I'm learning about that. And that's for that. Maybe that's for another podcast. But I have a whole treasure trove, a whole plate of shows that I've been told are good, and now I can check into all of them. Well, right about the time I finish my binge of Billions, I start seeing on Facebook, which is where most people get their fucking news, this program called The Tiger King. And when I see it at first, I'm like, what kind of bullshit is that? I don't give a fuck. And then slowly but surely, more and more days, I've seen people making jokes about this Tiger King and this gay guy on meth. And he has tigers. And you're like, what the huh? And you're like, you know what? I'm not going to mess with that. And then you go to work and people, you see the Tiger King? You're like, all right, I got to see this. You know? So come home from work and inform my family. Look, I'm doing two things today. I'm going to go out in the garage, get pissed off, and possibly break a controller, a.k.a. Because of Madden. And then I'm going to watch Tiger King. Yeah, I'm going to watch Tiger King. Well, 7 episodes, and you turn this shit on, and I shouldn't have to explain any of it. We all know Joe Exotic. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the show. This gay dude with two husbands and has like a hillbilly zoo / tiger petting play. I don't know what the fuck it was. And you look at, like, I'm pretty speechless now that I've brought up Mr. Exotic, because you just can't, he's married to two dudes, and two dudes that were apparently, were not gay. He married them both. And they're both younger than him. I mean, that guy must be like, he must be a silver tongue devil. He's like a Pied Piper for young gay guys. I mean, and let us not forget, I tell you what, the name Carol Baskin, you want to talk about somebody with a high Q rating right about now, or as Mr. Exotic would like to say, the bitch Carol Baskin, that guy dug his own grave. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot. I don't want to go into specifics because maybe if you haven't seen it, but man, like, you can't, like, antagonize somebody, like, reading her will, you know, filming stuff and talking about her. But then you got this chick who has a, what do they call it, a tiger, the big cat sanctuary. What's going cool, kittens and kitties, whatever the fuck she says. Hers is a sanctuary where they take in cats, as they would call them. And I love how they did it, too, how they set it up with her. You know, because you do the first episode, and it's all about him and his craziness. They mention her or whatever a little. Then they start mentioning, you know, Carol Baskin and her feud with Exotic, you know. They splice in that other fat dude with the 9 wives in Myrtle Beach. I'm surprised I never found out, heard about that place when we went and visited Myrtle Beach. What the fuck are you eating, Flynn? I'm not even going to ask. See, this was, what do you got? See, this was, I should pay more attention to him. Whatever. Let's let him eat it. That's what happens when you don't pay. He's like a little four-legged little kid. He just sticks everything in his fucking mouth and chews on it. I'm not even going to try to reach in there and get it. But so this Baskin chick is accused of killing her first husband, and they bring that up, and when they interview her, she has the flattest, most emotionless affect I've ever seen in my life. She strikes you as somebody who could kill somebody, you know. I guess the rumor is that she killed the motherfucker and fed him to the lions. I don't know. She got away with that shit. I know that. As Mr. Exotic says, the bitch Carol Baskin. Which I find hilarious. The bitch Carol Baskin. All I gotta say, man, is if you get the chance, because everybody's got the chance right now, because we got nothing but fucking time right now. Do yourself a favor and go on ahead and binge the Tiger King real quick. Because at first, like, when I first turned it on, I'm like, I'm not going to keep watching this shit. What is this shit? And it's like a fucking train wreck. You can't look away. You got to watch the spectacle. And the one thing that's just hilarious is he's interluding, he's singing these songs. And he's making videos. And the songs are fucking stupid, but his voice was actually decent. Come to find out, that wasn't even his voice. He was like dubbing somebody else's voice in or something along those lines. But I bet money I Saw a Tiger. It's probably on the Billboard Hot 100 now. Mr. Exotic could probably, you know, enjoy that, take solace in that as he spends his 22 years in jail for the... And like I said, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. And I think it would be only... It's only right that I end this podcast with Mr. Joe Exotic. Take it away, Joey. Probably didn't like to be called Joey. Take it away, Mr. Exotic.
Tell all the hunters to lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love. Let them run the jungle, let them roam their land. Then stand back and marvel, what a beautiful cat. 'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, and the tiger saw a man. I can give him a home, safe and warm. But the law wants to ban me. Can you tell me who's wrong? Every time they move, every time they breathe, I can feel their power, I can feel their peace. 'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. Well, I saw a tiger, and the tiger saw a man. Take a picture, what a sad, sad song. Call it Armageddon, such a painful loss. When they kill all the tigers in the Holocaust. 'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. Well, I saw a tiger, I guess I'm in. Tiger, the tiger saw me.